Hi there, my name is Hannah Sharamy. This is the What is Fromcast podcast on the Podcastica Network.
Welcome to the show. My name is Alex.
And I'm Lindsay.
And happy Frommas Christmas. Frommas. I don't know what that is, but
it's almost cheese, fromage.
Pretty much. That's what we're doing. And I know it's been a couple of minutes since we've been on, but we are back. And we are getting ready for our rewatch. So we wanted to get on here and tell everybody what we are doing. And folks, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button at the bottom and tell a friend. Folks, it is going to be a great ride because we have 20 episodes coming and we're kind of hoping that's going to bring us right into season 3. Lizzie, what have you been up to?
Nothing.
So that's our podcast. We'll see you later. And you guys have a great day.
Not totally true. I finished the first draft of my fifth book, which will end my current series.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
I have very mixed feelings. I think I will start another series on the same characters, but I don't know. Okay. Who knows? I have a book about the Salem witches that I have to finish. So, you know, I'll think about it after I've got that one done.
Well, that's awesome. And I know a lot of listeners can't wait to see that or read that new book.
And really?
Yeah, all five of them, all five listeners will actually want to read that book. And folks, we know the Christmas season is coming. So nothing says I love you like an Etsy type item from the What Is From shop. We've got coffee mugs and we've got bracelets and we've got shirts. Oh, my. And although my red sweatshirt is on, I'm just a little cold right now. I do have my Frommily shirt on. And if you just search on Etsy, What Is From Shop, you can get all that awesome, awesome stuff. So we found out this week or last week that the actors are back. The strike is over and we are ready to go. And they're starting to do a little behind the scenes stuff. What's your expectation for winter in Canada?
I think it's going to be cold. I mean, you know, being on the East Coast like I am, a storm went through here last night, you know, but it was kind of crazy.
Right.
Very windy. It was slamming my heavy wooden, like, stockade fence gate, which I didn't know was open.
Found out.
Yeah, like, it's like, slam them. I just couldn't figure out what that was. I didn't want to go outside. I saw it this morning and I was like, oh, well, that explains that. You know, big limbs down in the yard. Thankfully, they didn't hit anything on the way down and that was good. So
that's, yeah, it's going to be interesting if they incorporate snow.
Yeah. Wait a minute. They talked about the leaves changing.
Right.
Victor said something about the leaves changing and that never having happened before. They're going back. The leaves are gone at this point, and it's full on winter, pretty much. It's going to be some miserable filming. I mean, I'm looking forward to that outdoor work, you know, myself. Hopefully, I'll be working like crazy next year. There'll be a lot of that. I know there was a couple of episodes where Harold Perrin was.
Sheriff Boyd.
Sheriff Boyd, I'm like drawing a blank, where he's talking to somebody and you can see his breath. So they've filmed in lower temperatures before, but it's
right. You know,
it's in where I am. It just, it's either really cold or it's really hot. We don't really get a lot of in between.
No, absolutely. And hopefully we do get the elements involved, and I'd love to see how the monsters are affected. And, you know, the bottom line is the big questions that we're going to have to answer is, one, what's the next entity that they're going to be facing? Because they said there was another entity of some kind, and where Tabitha is. And we have 20 episodes to dissect all that stuff. And we can't wait for the listeners to join the conversation and give all the theories that they've been talking about in all the Facebook forums and the Reddit and Twitter and all the other outlets that are out there. When we decided to do this rewatch, I mean, it's gonna be good notes for us too, you know?
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to. I have been wanting to do a rewatch for a while because there are certain things that I thought I remembered, but I wasn't sure. And this is, given that it's a puzzle show, there's going to be all these little Easter eggs and nuances and clues and things that you wouldn't necessarily notice the first time through. It being a new show, you aren't really sure where it's going. You're getting one episode a week. So this is going to be pretty interesting to do this rewatch. And there's questions that I have in mind. Basically, there was just one scene this last season, that just got me thinking, and I feel like I'm standing out in a field alone with this, but thinking that Donna is a mole. Well, and I want to look for clues for that. And there may not be clues for that, but I want to look for clues for that. That's one of the things what's one of my little projects. What about you? What are you looking for?
I'm just looking for what did we miss on the first watch in terms of knowing how it all plays out. How does it kind of fit together?
Yeah.
And is there something that we glossed over back on the first watch that we just didn't understand the meaning of it right away? I think that
that there it was meaningful.
Right, exactly. You know, there's a lot, and I'm not as detail oriented as a lot of the listeners are.
Oh my God.
I'm certainly not as detail oriented as you. But
I'm not even that detail oriented.
But you know, I mean, I'm looking at my notes from the last time we podcasted. You know, we had cicadas, we had the Akuli kids, we had, you know, Donna's the mole, the lighthouse, Tabitha, Victor's last gift to Tabitha, the faraway tree, and about his mom. You know, what does that doll mean? Why was there seven kids, you know, seven kids and the symbol and where's Jade? Is he ever going to come back? And
what other proclivities does he have?
What other proclivities? I mean, you know, what's Jim going to get himself into? Again, will Smiley come back? I can't think of her character, but the other monster.
Jasmine.
Will she come back? And, you know, what really, you know, what other goodies are we going to find? Because we're just going to, I'm just taking it as it comes. And you know, we've, you know, how can we dive in a little bit more with the music? Because music really didn't play as much of a part.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
I mean,
it was still, the music was there from the beginning.
We'll be right back.
Ever wondered what it takes to make it in the movie business? Peel back the curtain with 4-6 Success Filmmaking. 4-6 Success Filmmaking is where filmmakers share their stories and the secrets.
It's beyond competitive out there.
There have been movies that it's taken me 10 years to get made.
Don't wait to create. Like, you've got to just keep making stuff.
Tune in to 4-6 Success Filmmaking for your dose of cinematic realness, direct from the voices that have lived it.
No, season one, yes, but season two, not as much, I don't think. I mean, you know, but again, that's why we're going to break it all down. And then what does everybody have to say about it? Because
I want,
No, go.
I want to know what our listeners are going to be looking for. What questions are they going to be looking to try to answer, try to flesh out? Will they get new questions along the way?
Well, I think as much as everything has its purpose in the show, I think there's some more, there's more red herrings than not.
Yeah.
I mean, everything doesn't have the meaning that we think it does. You know, when we do get that first trailer, that trailer is designed to make us feel a certain way. And then when you see the scene, it doesn't necessarily make you feel the same way because you don't have the you finally have the context of everything. And I think that there's something to be said for that. But, you know, we've talked about this rewatch for a while. I know with the strike, we were thinking about doing it then, but I didn't think it was the right time because people just weren't ready. And now that award season is here, you know, people are kind of getting back into it. And I know I should have probably said this at the top of the show, but we need to congratulate both Harold and Katrina for what? Catalina. Oh my God. I was going to say Tabitha. Catalina and Harold for getting their huge nomination, as well as the director, Jack Bender, and the show even.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the Emmys, but it's Hollywood critics. And that's what this is about. You know, how many times have we seen an article, the best show that nobody's watched?
It makes me so sad when I see that. But, you know, it's there to be discovered. And I checked before we got on tonight. I remember before the show or when the show premiered, I'm not clear on the details, but Amazon had season one up. And so you could watch season one for free. Right now, I think you get episode one in season one for free.
Well, they'll probably do something before the season starts.
Right. But, you know, right now, the only way to watch the show is either to subscribe to MGM Plus or to
Paramount.
Buy it on,
Or Paramount if you're in Canada.
Oh, okay. Or buy it on Amazon.
Right.
So,
or depending on whatever your platform is. But the other thing I did want to do is want to thank the listeners because, you know, we were talking before the show about, because we haven't been really talking as much as we normally do. And
stranger to me.
I know, you know, she's been cheating on me with all these other guys.
Really?
Well, you know.
Was I awake for that?
I don't know. But that said, you know, we want to thank you because we have over 50,000 downloads of the podcast. And that didn't happen overnight. I know, you know, you like to listen to the podcast a lot and you probably are like 49,000 of them, but the other 1,000 they're strong And I just want to thank everybody because that's pretty effing cool.
Yeah.
That people take the time every week when we're on a regular schedule to make sure that that they want to hear what we have to say.
Yeah.
And right now our number one download is the finale of last season season 2. Followed by our first podcast ever, which was a lot different than it is now, that's for sure.
You know, there's that first podcast you do is often you're just like in a dark room trying to find the light switch. You know, it's something that evolves over time where, you know, you and I hadn't podcasted together. So we were just trying to figure out, you know, what our places would be in this entity. And I think we've kind of settled in, but there's always room for change, which I like. And, you know, we're talking about this amazing, amazing show that I can't get enough of. I'm excited to go back and visit again that first day, you know, when they're driving down the road and, you know, Julie's scaring the crap out of Ethan and, you know, killing the
Promenade,
all of that. And then the accident and Jade and Toby landing. And it's just,
there's just so much. So and I can't wait to really dive into that first couple of episodes because, again, knowing what we know now in season 2, I can't wait to see, and let's just call it the entity for lack of a better term, because we still don't know what it is, how this entity is kind of pulling the strings, whether it's with Boyd in his arm or, you know, whoever. It's really going to be neat to see how it plays out again. And I mean, everybody says, oh, I'd react a certain way. Who knows how anybody's going to react?
Yeah, you don't know until you get there.
And as Donna says, you know, this is the most uncomfortable conversation you're ever going to have. And it's so true. I just think that had a great opportunity. And we're going to take it one by one. We're going to try to continue to drop the episodes on Sunday because, you know, that's our day. Sunday's from day. And hopefully we can make that commitment. And the only reason we wouldn't is because we find out that the show is going to end or start earlier than our rewatch, which we really don't know. And hopefully we'll be able to do those preseason interviews again to talk to all the cast of characters. And I'm pumped. I mean, it's going to be a wild ride, but we're going to try to do our best to get the crap scared out of us again.
No, it's just, I'm very, very excited for it. I'm excited to get a whole new level or layer of this place and wondering if there's going to be any new characters, what characters will be written.
Are there going to be new survivors or new people? Are there going to be new monsters? Are there going to be some old favorites?
Will Jamie McGuire's character be back?
I hope so. I mean, they,
you know, like it just him terrifying people in their dreams.
He's so nice that he's scary. I mean, like, geez. But as we said, it's going to be an interesting ride. We've got a couple of different things possibly planned. We might be getting a tribute poster together, so we might be able to get that going. So if you guys are interested in that, we'll try to see if we can get that printed up for season 1 and season 2 into season 3. And yeah, it's just so exciting.
Does Kirk watch the show?
Yes, he does.
Okay, great.
Yeah, right. He does. And actually, you know, I've been talking to Kirk Manley, who I actually podcasted recently. We did the Loki podcast season 2, and I'm going to actually be, he's doing What If for the Marvel shows, and him and Sydney and myself are going to also do one of the What If episodes that drop. I think they dropped already. And then we might be doing this show called Echo, which is another Marvel show. And I might have to convince the lady to my right, your left, because Sydney is a super fan as well. And she may want to hop on with us. We may have to talk about it. I have to see if Lizzie will allow it, as I tell her.
God, don't make me the bad guy.
Oh, it's so much easier to make you the bad guy. I'm always the bad guy. No,
I
but
always the villain.
No, but that said, I mean, you know, we're trying to create as much buzz as we can. And I will say, I think we're the only From podcast exclusive. And we may not be the most downloads or the most popular, but there's nobody as passionate as we are about this show. And it's more about you folks than it is us, because I look at what you folks dissect, and I got nothing compared to what you guys
I can't
do
with that. I just,
there's
can't
this one woman that. On this Facebook group. She yeah. has the best, and I can't think of her name offhand. And I'm sorry. I've talked to her. I think it's name. Her name is Martha. She is absolutely amazing with some of the theories and just some of the things, the details that she goes into, and the things throughout history that she brings up. You know, my goal, hopefully, is to get a couple of people on who know this kind of stuff and that just love it. And, you know, it's going to be Stump Alex and Lizzie time, because these people
it
are...
It won't be difficult to do.
Which is, exactly. It will not be, difficult to do at all.
I start pulling out a thread and the thread frays, and then I'm like, oh, I'm out.
I don't know
what to do.
My hopes and dreams for the show is that it is about the Chromanacle.
Somehow
it really is about the Chromanacle. It's a quest in some way. But, you know, they've thrown out so many red herrings with the mole and the this and the that. And
the mole isn't a red herring. It's a real thing.
How can you have a mole? Okay, you could have a mole. But I think if there is a mole, and I'm not saying that there isn't, then are they part of the monsters? Are they a monster that, you know, I mean, there's like a whole bunch of level of, are they possessed? Are they being controlled? You know, I think they're setting Donna up for, she reminds me a lot, and I know I bring Harry Potter up a lot. If she ends up being what you think she is,
yes,
she's like the reverse Snape. Like, she has this secret and she has, you know, kept it for the whole time, which is really amazing, because she's got people thinking both sides. It's like both sides. Is she good or is she bad? Is it just coincidence or is it something more? And who knows? And again, I love taking that, you know, 1,000-foot view of it, because I just enjoy it and, you know, see how it's all going to play out. But I cannot in my heart of hearts, I hope to God that she's not. And the other thing before I finish is this, who are they going to dare kill?
I think I'm about to get killed by my dog. I don't know what her problem is.
We're just going to mute Lizzie so that she can control her dog for a second. And
don't mute me.
No, I just didn't want you to have to like kill, you know.
She's fine. I don't know what her issue is. I think okay. She wants to play.
Well, have her go outside and play with the monsters and see what happens.
I know. You know, I'm wondering, because I think I've thought, you know, quite a bit about the whole Donna thing. And if she's the mole, she's pretty much kept it quiet. The only time we've even gotten a glimpse at it was when she was telling Jim to shut up. And, you know, that you don't know who's listening. And it made me wonder. I know she was really upset, as were others, when Colony House was invaded. And it made me wonder if she had struck a deal somehow that the house wouldn't be bothered.
And as then long it, as they stay quiet or something.
I don't, yeah, or, you know, or something. Like she's made some kind of deal to get through this. Maybe if she does something, she'll get to go home. Maybe if she does something, she'll never get eaten. Maybe her sister isn't as dead as she thinks, or something. Like, there's got to be, I don't know, like, there could be some kind of deal in place that she's made, some bargain she has struck. But, or maybe Victor isn't the only one that knows about all these places.
Maybe. It's and just, maybe there's somebody else. How about this one? Maybe there's somebody else hidden that either Victor doesn't know about or was part of Victor's group and has been hiding in a different part. And again, I'm just throwing out complete and utter.
Remember the picture of the guy in front of his car and then Victor was in the background as a little kid? Who? Right. I forget who that guy turned out to be. Do you remember?
That was Christopher.
Christopher.
Remember, he was the one with the book?
Okay. Because
and again, folks, before you start railing us, this is why we need to rewatch.
Yeah.
Because we just got to get our head back in the game.
Yeah. The little details, because like Christopher was coming.
He's the one that scared the crap out of Jade.
Yeah. Like he was coming to talk to Jade. Maybe Christopher isn't dead.
Maybe. Again, there's just so many questions.
Some alternate thing. Maybe that's where Tabitha is. Wherever Christopher is. I don't know.
And is the boy in white good or bad? You know, that's the final, you know, not final, but that's another question. Is he good or bad?
I was really bummed we didn't get him until the end of the season.
Well,
they really
knew how to hype him up.
Oh, I know. But is there anything in particular you're going to be trying to answer or look for?
I think analyzing Donna, but I don't really, I think Fatima, that's going to be a little interesting. Again, looking at her character, looking at Elgin again.
A timeline too, like of who got there when, because it felt like it was a little squishy when we were doing season two. And I thought that there was something like two different things that were said about Fatima's arrival.
Right. I just hope, like I said, I hope they connect all these little things, like all those dates, all those little things like that we were talking about. Again, who is on the radio? And there's more questions than there are answers. And I guarantee after the rewatch, we're still going to be having more questions that we didn't think of. But, you know, I just thought it was a great idea that you, when you brought it up, to come on and get ready, because I think we're going to probably drop around. I think the first episode is going to be January 7th, which is a Sunday. And we'll try to put feedback posts up so that if you did have any questions or you just wanted to give us your theories per episode. And if you want to jump ahead, we're going to read whatever we're going to read, whether it's audio or comments.
I don't really want to jump ahead. I want to stay in.
No, I'm saying if they want to jump ahead, we can read it when it's appropriate.
That's a lot of bookkeeping, but
okay.
what I would like, and right now I can't even think of what our email address is, but what I would like is if you were going to do this rewatch with us, let us know what you are going to be watching for. I'm on my iPad and I just never know where to look so that there's eye contact.
You're looking, well, look, I don't at the know. The little dot is the cam. Now you are looking right. Now you're looking right at me.
Well, it looks like I've been looking at you all along.
You're always looking at me, baby.
Like I can't take my eyes off you.
I know. But, I wish.
Dear listeners, if you are joining us on the rewatch, drop us an email and tell us what you will be looking for. What little mystery are you trying to solve? What little details are you hoping to find? What's it all about?
What's it all about? And I think that there's a lot to be said for that because, it would be awesome to get those extra feedbacks that we don't pick up. And just so you guys know, our feedback email is from epicspodcast@gmail.com.
Right.
It's from Epix Podcast because it was on Epix at one point.
Now we're EPIX.
I'm sorry.
What yes. happened?
Is the no, I. What's that?
Or is Santa Claus coming through the neighborhood?
Oh, Santa Claus already came. Oh, yeah, okay. Santa Claus already came. He came to town and he did whatever he needed to do. Yeah, it's from Epix, EPIX podcast@gmail.com. And you can give us a voicemail or you can give us some written feedback. And we're also going to try to put some posts up in Insta as well as the Facebook Podcastica group.
I prefer email, though. I do prefer email.
I understand. I'm just giving people options.
Okay? I know. Do whatever you want to do. And I'm saying that to the listeners, contact us any way you want to contact us. But
she's only accepting email and I'm accepting everything else.
Yeah.
I'm accepting everything else, but she's only accepting email.
I'm looking at emails because I can look at that right away.
No, I get it. I totally get it.
I know it's there. Yeah.
I totally get it. So what are you doing for Christmas? Anything good?
I'm going to be happy.
You're going to be happy.
I'm going to be happy at home. What about you?
Well, we have Santa coming and we've got an excited 9-year-old.
I bet.
She's raring to go. And we've got some podcasting to do because we're doing a little daddy-daughter bookworms.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, it's a
great
lot of fun.
Podcast. Yeah.
And we're going to be doing a Christmas episode, which we taped already. So if you want to go to daddydaughterbookworms.com, we'll put the show notes in. It'll be in the show notes. It's, we're going to be in our quote unquote second season starting January. So we're going to do 4 seasons a year. And then we're going to do some live in-person podcasting. So we're going to try to go to some libraries and some events and, show people how it all works. And hopefully, we'll get some sponsors and we can really start rocking and rolling with it.
I think it's just great how you guys go and meet authors and they give you their books and you talk about the books. Lucy has been a tremendous surprise, listening to her. She is really good.
If you look in the background, if you guys are watching on YouTube, that's her little mic with her little pink cover on it, because God forbid we don't have a pink cover. And we're going to be doing some merch. We're going to be doing a lot of water bottle stickers and just stuff like that. And speaking of merch, again, if you guys want to get stuff, I know it might not get there before the holidays. It might get there if you get to it before the holidays, but we've got all of those mugs and t-shirts, and I know we talked about having some special ones for some different holidays as well.
Did we? I don't remember.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do some for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We'll do some hearts. because, you know, we do have a wedding. We did have a wedding in this year. So love was in the air between Fatima and, you know.
Yeah.
Our heartthrob.
Yeah. And, so, you know, we got the good news from our contest winner, we were told that our contest entrants, that their drawings are up in the art room on the show. Anyone can walk in and see your drawings there. And they're pretty cool. We had this last round were amazing. Yes. We are going to do it again. I don't know that we'll do it, you know, for this rewatch. I've got to look at our supplies. I'm not sure.
I don't think we can do it for the rewatch.
No, but definitely for season three, we definitely will. And yeah, so there we go. I'm going to try and finish up my book before we come back so I don't have to compete with that. And there we go.
Well, so I again thank everybody. You know, you can get in touch with us at, you know, What Is From on Podcastica. And you can check us out on Facebook group, which is Podcastica. And again, our email at fromepicspodcast@gmail.com. And again, if you want Lizzie to actually see it, then you must. If you don't want me to see it, then don't. If you want me to see it, do it any other way but email. If you want only Lizzie to see it, then email is the way, because I don't check the email. Yeah, like I said, I guess before we keep this any longer, because, you know, it's been 30 minutes, and we want to thank everybody. Have a great holiday.
Happy New Year, like the merriest of New Years.
Absolutely. New Year, new From Year, and
whatever, let's congratulate. Celebrate it. Have fun. You know, or don't celebrate. You don't have, you know, like, the greatest thing about this world is that we're all different. So at any rate, that's all I have to say.
I think that's awesome. And I just want to see if there's any other things that I need to put in there. Now, that said, no, I just had to make sure that we covered everything. Yeah. And, you know, I guess we'll have to have our favorite bell ringer take us
out. Yes, we are.
Get you home. Let's go. Come on, get in your house. Let's go. Come on.